Johnson Production Group presents Christmas on My Mind. A busy street is decorated for the holidays, crowded with Christmas shoppers. A jolly Santa with a candy cane donation bucket stands on the street corner outside the post office, ringing a golden bell.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! It's the most wonderful time of the year!
A woman in her late 20s rushes out of a bridal boutique.
Excuse me.
The woman, her brown hair in a ponytail, carries a wedding dress in a bag. The woman rushes past Santa on the corner.
Be careful, Mrs. Slippery! Oh!
She falls on her back.
Are you okay, miss? Are you okay? You okay, miss?
Where am I?
North Pole.
Perplexed, she sits up.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. Portland.
Orchard?
Maine.
Taking her by the hand, Santa helps her up.
I'm not in Bedford Harbor?
Yeah, I'm afraid not, no. You know, you keep running through here awfully fast.
He hands her the dress.
I hope you weren't very late for your wedding.
What? No, I don't think so. What day is it?
December 17th.
December 17th. I get married this week. Where's my phone? I have to get home.
You hit your head. You know, you might want to get that checked out.
Oh, no, I'm fine, really. I need to find my fiancé. Thank you, Santa. Merry Christmas. Taxi?
Good luck, ma'am.
And be careful.
Thank you.
She climbs in a cab.
Bedford Harbor, please.
A serene oceanside harbor looms up. An idyllic small town has a marina and harbor with a sign, Welcome to Bedford Harbor, 8 days until Christmas. At a restaurant called The Roadhouse, a 30-year-old man with a light beard and boyish brown hair addresses a server as he descends some stairs.
Hey, did you get the change on table 4? Okay, thanks.
The man walks on. Another man standing at the bar calls out to him.
Hey, Christmas is 8 days away and you still haven't gotten your tree.
Oh, come on, man. I've been busy. And look at the place. Look at all the decorations I have.
You're my big brother and I run a Christmas tree farm, so you have no excuse. Like zero.
So does that mean I get the family discount?
Maybe. Hey, speaking of family, are you going to volunteer at the Bedford Christmas Festival?
Oh, man, I'll do my best, but it's all week. I can't just take every night off.
It'd mean a lot to Mom.
And it would mean a lot to my customers if I kept this place open.
You know, you were a lot more fun when you used to wear that ugly Christmas sweater to work.
You know, I can't find that thing anywhere.
What?
No, I don't know what happened to it. Regardless, I'm still fun. Except I'm a busy and respectable restaurateur now.
Who I'm sure could find someone to cover for you.
You volunteering?
Me?
Yeah.
Just here eating lunch.
Well, family discount doesn't mean free.
I'll remember that when you finally come get your tree. But I do my own dishes here, okay?
That's the least you can do.
The man smiles as his brother heads to the kitchen. Outside, a yellow cab pulls up to the restaurant. The woman carrying the wedding dress jumps out.
Thank you so much.
She enters the restaurant.
Zach.
He looks up.
You are never going to believe the day I had.
She hugs Zach. His eyes go wide.
I lost my phone, so I couldn't call you, but I got my dress, so we are good to go.
Lucy, what are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Just pretend you didn't see that.
No, I mean, what are you doing here?
Are you guys busy?
Lucy?
Well, you cut your hair.
Yeah.
I mean, I always liked it before, but this really suits you. I mean, I guess it makes sense, right? Cutting it for the wedding?
The what? Wedding?
Our wedding.
Lucy, we're not engaged anymore.
Okay, stop being silly. We're getting married this week.
We broke up 2 years ago.
Lucy's eyes widen as she glances at Zach's brother, who nods emphatically.
We broke up.
Yeah.
No, I don't understand. Then why am I carrying the wedding dress?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
You look great, by the way. Now, the suit, it really brings out your eyes.
It's black.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just makes the pupils pop. Which actually, by the way, they look really large right now. Are you okay, Lucy?
Zach catches her as she faints.
Okay.
He rests her head on his brother. Sometime later, at Bedford Hospital, Lucy's wavy brown hair rests on her hospital bed pillow as she slowly wakes up. Zach sits at her bedside.
Lucy, how are you feeling?
Zach, you're here.
She takes Zach's hand.
What's going on?
You fainted.
Because we broke up.
She quickly retracts her hand.
Dr. Albright, she's running some tests. She'll be back any minute with the results, but, you hit your head.
That's what Santa said. Well, not the real Santa.
I hope you don't mind, but your wallet was in your purse. And I didn't snoop, but, I found this. You run your Aunt Audrey's Art Foundation in Portland. You remember?
He hands over her business card.
I mean, I remember I was supposed to take over when my Aunt Audrey passed. Right? She passed away.
A woman wearing a white coat enters.
Well, look who's awake. It's good to see you again, Lucy. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's good to see you again, Dr.
Albright?
Dr. Albright, right.
Well, I have some good news. Got your scans back. They came back clear. Just a bump on the head, no concussion.
That's great news.
But I still have some questions I'd like to ask. That's all right?
Sure.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
Zach Miles, Thursday.
Thursday.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Eggnog waffles, I think. I make really good eggnog waffles.
Zach smiles.
I'm sure you do. Any family?
No, just me.
Oh, right. Well, let's try this one. What's the last thing you remember?
I'm at the Bedford Christmas Festival. It's a couple of days till Christmas. Carolers are singing and twinkly lights are glowing. I'm drinking hot chocolate and I'm with Zach.
Do you remember what year that was?
In this year?
That was two Christmases ago.
Okay. We're getting somewhere. Now, where did you work when you lived in Bedford Harbor?
The community center. I ran the kids' art education program.
I know, that's correct. You used to teach my Katie.
She's your granddaughter. Oh, I remember. Oh, she is so cute and talented.
She just turned 11.
Wow. How can I remember stuff from 2 years ago, but I can't remember anything recent?
We call it retrograde amnesia. A person is unable to remember the events just before the onset of the amnesia, but I wouldn't worry about it too much. In most cases, the memories return, but I'd advise you just take it easy for the next few days. Do you have someone that can drive you home?
I can drive you home.
Great. Great. And I want you to schedule a follow-up for later this week.
A follow-up here?
Yeah, well, if you're not able to get back here, then your doctor in Portland, that's fine. But I want us to stay on top of this, okay? Here are your things. Now, be careful. Your ring is in that bag.
Thank you, Dr. Albright.
The doctor stands up and leaves.
I don't remember where I live.
Your wallet also had your driver's license. So, we have your address.
Right.
I'll let you get dressed.
Okay.
As Zach leaves, Lucy looks down at her wallet in a plastic bag resting on her lap. Inside the wallet sits an engagement ring resting on top of the wallet. Later, Zach is at the wheel as he drives Lucy down a mountain highway which winds alongside a river.
So you're wearing suits now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Kind of suits you.
Are we gonna joke about my suit?
It's better than talking about the wedding dress, right? I mean, you're obviously getting married to somebody.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, in my mind, I'm still marrying you.
I called Anna Hepburn. She's your communications manager. There was a picture of the two of you on your foundation website. She's going to meet us at your house.
Oh, great. Thank you.
No problem. You know, we still have a few minutes before we get there, so you can rest up if you like.
Lucy nods, then reaches over and places her hand over his, resting on the console. As Zach glances at his hand, Lucy hastily pulls it back as she rests her head against the window. Sometime later, they pull up to a large, luxurious home with a huge entryway supported by two stone pillars.
This can't be the right house.
This is the address from the license.
Stopping in the driveway, Zach walks around to the passenger side. Lucy climbs out, holding the wedding dress.
Here, I'll get you dressed for you.
Thank you.
As they head to the door, a young woman rushes to greet them.
Lucy, I'm so glad you're okay.
The young woman opens the door.
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
I'm Anna. We work together. You left me a spare key just in case of emergencies.
Okay. You must be Zach.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for calling me.
No problem.
Welcome home.
I live here?
Yep.
Lucy walks past a huge flower display in the cavernous entrance hall.
Did I hang these decorations?
No, we got our decorator to do it just like last year.
But I have homemade decorations.
You do? You always seem to like how they decorated your place. Okay, let me get this straight. You hit your head, and now you don't remember anything?
I can't remember anything from the past 2 years.
Including me?
I'm so sorry. You seem really nice.
You do remember Brad, though, right?
Brad.
Your fiancé?
Lucy, there you are.
A tall man with short brown hair and a wool overcoat enters.
How are you feeling?
Lucy stiffens as he hugs her.
You don't remember me?
I'm so sorry. The doctor told us that it should only be temporary.
Us? Hi. I'm Zach Callahan. Lucy and I, we go way back. Brad Martin, Lucy's fiancé. I'm so glad you're okay. I was worried sick. I have your phone.
How do you have my phone?
The bridal shop called me. I'm the first person in your list of favorites. Right there.
Yeah.
And after you ran out of your fitting...
That's why you have your dress. That makes sense.
When are we supposed to get married?
New Year's Eve.
Why would I run out of my fitting?
I don't know. But maybe I could show you some pictures to help spark your memory.
He swipes through photos of the pair of them on her phone.
Here. We are. Those are first. And then there's...
Guys, I'm
sorry. I should get back to work. It was really nice to meet you both. Take care.
Zach, wait. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, no, of course. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Lucy watches Zach leave before turning to face Brad and Anna.
Hey, are you hungry? I could go grab you something. Your favorite sushi place is just down that way.
Actually, I think...
Anna takes Lucy's arm.
Lucy probably just needs a good night's sleep. I'm happy to stay with her tonight.
Yes, sleep sounds great. But thank you, though, and I'll see you...
Tomorrow night? It's the annual Foundation Christmas party.
Okay, yes. Christmas party.
I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but Alex Miles, our potential financier, is going to be there, and I mean, you really wanted to meet him. But if it's too much, I can totally handle it.
No. It sounds important, and I should be there, so... I will see you tomorrow night, Brad Martin.
Just Brad is good.
Of course. Sorry.
Brad leans in for another stilted hug.
Have a good night.
He hands back Lucy's phone.
Thank you.
Then heads for the door.
Are you okay?
I don't know. I just wish that I could remember something. Anything.
I know just the thing to jog your memory.
Okay.
Taking Lucy by the hand, Anna leads her down a hallway.
I present Closet of Lucy.
A huge walk-in filled with glamorous shoes and dresses.
This is my closet?
Isn't it amazing?
So I dress like this every day?
Of course. You are a strong, powerful woman. That's why we're best friends. We haven't exchanged friendship bracelets or anything, but I know everything about you.
Oh, good. Like what?
Like, you were adamant that we get all our steps in at the office.
Mm-hmm.
You love hot chocolate, but you sneeze when you have dairy.
I do. Did I ever mention what happened between Zach and I?
You mentioned you had an ex named Zach, but I had no idea you two were engaged. Hey, how about you get into some PJs, and then you can ask me all the questions.
Okay.
As Anna walks out, Lucy begins looking through dresser drawers. Pausing, she finds a photo buried in the bottom of one of the drawers, a 4x6 photo of herself with Zach. In the photo, they both wear Christmas sweaters while holding a pie. She then quickly tucks the photo back under her hairbrush and other beauty accessories. The next day, at Zach's restaurant.
You want a soda or something?
No, but what I want to know is what happened yesterday.
Nothing. Just drove her home.
That's it. Did you figure out why she had a wedding dress?
Just got a fiance.
Okay, wait. The ex-love of your life walks in here thinking that she's supposed to marry you, and you just drive her to her fiance. It's no big deal.
She's got a slight case of retrograde amnesia.
Okay, well, retrograde or not, don't you think this means something?
What means something?
Mom, Lucy Lovett was in here.
Lucy was here? Why?
To marry Zach.
Okay, all right, okay, calm down. We don't know that for sure. Okay, she hit her head, she lost her memory, and she was confused. And now she's gone. And I have customers, okay?
Lucy lost her memory? Is she okay?
Well, she's still like Zach, so who knows?
At the Lovett Art Foundation building, a gala is in full swing. Lucy walks with Anna, both wearing glamorous party dresses and holding champagne.
Wow, foundation looks amazing.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you remember what we prepped?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
Oh, wait, who are they again?
They glance at a couple approaching from across the room.
Seamus from IT and his wife, Becca.
Hamish, it's so good to see you.
The couple walks on past.
How was that? Great. Besides the little fact that his name is Seamus.
Why did I decide to hide this from my staff? I mean, I should just tell people. I have no idea who they are.
You're doing great. You know what? Maybe you should have some pie. That'll fix everything.
Reaching for a plate on a table, Lucy bites into a small pastry.
Oh, I just store-bought. I mean, why didn't I just bake it?
You bake pie?
Yeah. Especially at Christmas. I mean, it's tradition. We have a whole silent night pie auction and everything.
Are you sure? Because the Lucy I know barely knows her way around the kitchen. Here's Brad with Alex Miles.
Okay. Here I go.
Lucy approaches them.
Hi.
Lucy Lovett, this is
Alex Miles. Pleasure to meet you.
It's great to finally meet you.
Brad was just telling me what a force you are at the foundation.
Well, Brad's just being kind.
And Lucy is just being modest. In the 2 years that she has been here, she has single-handedly curated some of the most successful American artists and brought over $1 million in donations.
Impressive.
We have a busy few weeks coming up ahead of us. Our wedding is on New Year's Eve.
And we'll be announcing the donor to fund the new wing.
Alex, we were hoping that person might be you.
Well, it's an optimistic timeline, but I'm not opposed to it. Let's meet after Christmas to discuss.
Great.
Anna watches from across the room. Later, in her bedroom, Lucy's on the phone.
Why do you need to go back? Why can't you just see Dr. Evans here?
Well, I'm hoping going to Bedford Harbor will help fill some gaps in my memory.
I could come with you.
Oh, no, that's... I appreciate it, but really, I'm fine.
Well, call me if you need anything, okay?
Okay, I will. Thanks, Brad. Bye.
As Lucy packs a bag, Anna emerges from the closet holding up a red dress.
Okay, this would look amazing. What's wrong?
I don't know. I told Brad that I was fine, but...
They sit down on the bed.
I don't know if I'm fine. You know, I barely remember anything, and I have no idea how Zach's gonna react to me just showing up again, and I honestly don't even know what I'm expecting.
To get answers. You know what? I'm coming with you.
No, honestly, I'm
fine. Please, just let me be there for you.
Really? Ugh. Thank you.
We're going to Bedford Harbor.
Yeah.
Later, a car speeds along a road surrounded by snow and forests. Anna pulls up in her red car next to the Welcome to Bedford Harbor sign in a cul-de-sac looking out over the harbor near the marina.
This town looks like a Christmas postcard.
I know.
Before we go in, last chance. Are you sure you want to do this?
I still can't remember what happened between Zach and I or why we broke up. I mean, there's a huge hole in the past 2 years of my life. How am I supposed to marry Brad or even start to move on when my heart's still trapped in the past?
Okay, just checking.
In the kitchen at the Roadhouse restaurant.
I told you, I can't, okay?
Come on, you'll be my favorite brother.
I'm your only brother. Smells good, guys.
No, I have an IOU from the fifth grade that I never cashed in.
I told you, I fed your goldfish.
They walk out into the restaurant.
Mom and I will set up the harbor skate. All you have to do is pick up the lights for the tree lighting ceremony.
I can't. Okay, I have to close.
I thought you got something to cover your shift.
The hostess.
I can cover for you.
Oh, ask and you shall receive.
No, Sarah, I can't let you do that.
The Christmas festival wouldn't be the same without the tree lighting.
If she's right, it wouldn't.
Lucy. You're back.
Yeah, I thought coming back to Bedford might help me fill in some memory gaps. Can you talk?
Well, we were just actually heading out to the rink to set up.
Oh. Okay. Yeah,
Why don't you join us there later?
That sounds fun.
Anna beams at Zach's brother.
I'm Bo Callahan, by the way. I'm Zach's younger, handsomer brother.
Yeah, he's also the comedian.
Anna Hepburn. No relation to the movie star.
You could have fooled me.
Okay, so we'll see you at the skate?
Yeah, great. Starts at 7.
Okay. Bye.
See you.
Bye.
As the women leave, the two brothers share a bewildered look. Later, Anna pulls her car up to an immaculate white two-level home.
Here we are.
I love your Aunt Audrey's cottage.
Inside.
Wow. It is exactly how I remember it.
You have an amazing housekeeper. That painting is beautiful.
Aunt Audrey painted that.
Wow.
Yeah, and she used to come up here just to paint. She said it inspired her. Her love for art is the whole reason she started the foundation. So your room is around the corner down the hall.
As Anna rushes out of the room, Lucy glances at a photo of herself with her aunt on the mantelpiece before walking to the next room. Looking around with a wistful smile, Lucy gazes at the living room adjoined with the kitchen before joining Anna, who looks through a closet upstairs. With a quizzical look, Anna pulls out a white fuzzy jacket on a hanger.
What is this?
Fleece? The greatest winter invention ever?
Well, I know what it is. I've just never seen you wear it.
Oh, my gosh, this is my favorite sweater.
Clearly, because it looks like it's been worn 1,000 times. What else do you have in here?
Lucy reaches to a shelf above the hangers, pulling down one of 2 boxes marked Christmas decorations. Placing it on the bed, Lucy lifts the red lid and peers inside. She pulls out one of the decorations, a homemade wooden dove holding a sprig of mistletoe. She gazes down at it, gently brushing her fingers across it as Anna joins her on the bed.
What are those? Zach and I made these ornaments together. He knew that my parents had passed away, and after his dad passed, we just kind of started making our own Christmas traditions, you know? The festival was a really big part of it, and you know, it just became our favorite time of year. That's why we decided to get married on Christmas.
Were you going to get married in Fleece?
You joke? But it keeps you warm, okay? You're going to want that on the rink tonight.
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, suit yourself.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Above the harbor boardwalk, vendors sell knitted goods and handmade gifts. Arm in arm, Lucy and Anna walk past a huge Christmas tree.
How am I already frozen?
I told you it gets cold.
Maybe I should take a quick peek at that booth for some gloves.
Okay, I'll meet you at the rink. I'm going to take a quick look around.
Okay.
Wearing her favorite sweater and down-filled vest, Lucy takes in the busy scene around her.
I'll be there in the morning to open. Okay. Bye. Hey.
Lucy turns to Zach.
Hey. Are these lights for the tree?
Yeah, I forgot how many we needed.
I thought I was the one with the memory problems.
They share a smile.
I can't believe how much that tree's grown.
It's amazing, huh?
was a kid when we planted that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I noticed that there's no tree in the roadhouse yet. I'm sure Beau's giving you a hard time about that.
I've been busy.
You know that's no excuse for someone who loves Christmas, right?
I haven't really been into it as much since...
Hey, Lucy! Welcome back!
Rudy!
Hi, Mom.
It's so good to see you.
Whoa. You came just in time.
I hope you're staying for the week. I think so. Yeah. I wouldn't want to miss out on all my favorite Christmas traditions. So how's the arts education program going?
Oh, well, we haven't been able to run it since we left.
What?
And no one quite had your passion for it.
You left and we made do. I'm sorry, I had no idea.
Standing with Anna, Bo holds up a pair of skates.
Did you come in or what?
I still gotta put these lights up, so...
Oh, we can do that after. We can go have fun.
All right, Mom. Ready to hit the ice? I know how much you love skating.
I don't know how Dr. Albright would feel about it, but... just take it easy.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Lucy.
You too, Trudy.
Thanks, Mom.
They head off.
You gonna take it easy? Yeah?
Trudy watches them head to the rink. Inside, folks skate around a small oval rink decorated for the holidays. At the rink's edge, Lucy calls out to Zach.
All right, Callahan. Let's go.
Zach smiles as Lucy glides to the center of the rink. Stopping, she looks over her shoulder as Zach swooshes past Anna and Bo, sliding to a stop next to Lucy.
Looks like I still know how to beat you, Callahan.
Looks like I still know how to let you win. Love it.
Hey, Trudy said something about me leaving that I don't remember. She made it sound like my leaving was the problem. Like I just left everyone to pick up the pieces.
Ah, it's not a big deal.
No, it is. Zach, I never meant to hurt you.
I know that.
Nearby, Bo holds Anna's arm.
You're doing great.
No.
Is this really your first time on
yes!
skates? Hey, guys.
You never told me you loved skating.
Kind of what you do in Bedford Harbor.
You used to have to drag her off the ice every festival. Oh, if I'm not mistaken, you were right there with her.
This is true. You failed to mention that part.
Right?
Yeah.
A blonde woman joins them.
There you are. Hi.
Morgan.
I went by the roadhouse and Sarah said you were here. Imagine my surprise.
Sarah said she'd close for me so I could help Bo set up.
Oh, good. Lucy Lovett.
Morgan LeBlanc. Hi, it's good to see you.
Hi, you didn't mention that Lucy was back.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm just in town for a couple of days.
Yeah, Lucy, she lives in Portland now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember. Our family owns a vineyard out there.
Your family owns LeBlanc Vineyards?
Yeah. Anna Hepburn, Lucy's best friend.
Hi, nice
yeah,
to meet you.
Sorry.
So you two are dating.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Morgan, her blonde haircut and the shoulder-length bob, smiles brightly.
You know, I just remembered you have a conference call later on tonight.
I do?
Yes. Lucy runs the Lovett Art Foundation, and you know how it is.
Powerful executives. Never ends. Lucy, good for you.
Thank you. Okay, I guess I should get that conference call. It's good to see you.
You too.
Hey, guys.
Do I really have a conference call?
No? Did you want to be the awkward third wheel? Zach and Morgan LeBlanc?
No, definitely not. I just can't believe he's dating Miss Bedford Harbor.
Lucky for you, you are engaged to a very handsome, successful CFO.
Right, I am. Brad.
As Anna leaves the rink, Lucy glances over her shoulder to watch Zach and Morgan skating together. With a somber look, she moves to follow Anna. The next day at the restaurant.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how awkward was last night? Because I would give it a 20.
Why? Lucy's engaged to Brad.
Lucy doesn't even remember Brad, but she clearly remembers Morgan.
Yeah, I guess I could have mentioned something about that.
Yeah, might not have been a bad idea. So, does she remember much about the breakup?
Not much.
Try to talk about it?
I haven't had the chance.
You should bring it up. She's gonna remember eventually. It's better if it comes from you.
Look, I know what's gonna happen when she gets her memory back. She's gonna go back to Portland and her fiancé. I'm not gonna get ahead of myself.
At the doctor's office.
I don't understand how we could be so close to marriage and then I'm in Portland.
engaged to someone else, living a life that I don't recognize.
You chose to leave, right?
I think so. It was my job to take over my aunt's foundation. Last night was so fun. Well, most of it was fun. I was skating with Zach like old times, and it just feels like home here.
Have you ever considered that maybe your memory blocks, they aren't physical, they could be psychological?
Well, what do you mean?
Meaning that our memories, they are selective because they're things we just don't want to remember. Our minds, they're trying to protect us. Maybe there's a reason why you're not remembering your new life.
So you think I'm blocking it out on purpose?
Subconsciously, you could be.
Because something bad happened?
No, not necessarily bad.
I feel like it's all my fault.
Did someone say that to you?
No, but I can tell.
Then you can't be sure. Lucy, it does no good for you to be so hard on yourself. Could you try being gentler on yourself instead? Okay, now let's start with the things that make you feel happy, something familiar, something that might lead you to a memory.
Later, at her aunt's house, Lucy plays a vinyl record as she decorates the living room. Wearing a gray cotton shirt with her long hair and a ponytail, Anna walks in.
Wow. Like, Christmas exploded in here. What are you doing?
Dr. Albright told me to do things that remind me of happier times. Christmas makes me happy.
Then how come you don't look happy?
I usually do this with Zach.
And now he's dating Morgan.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm confused, you know, and I want answers, but I don't want to come in between anyone, and I don't want to be disrespectful.
Then maybe you just need to tell Zach that. I'm sure he'd understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
What else did the doctor say?
Just that I should do things that feel familiar. Try and jog my memory.
Then I'd say hanging out with Zach is doctor's orders.
You know, you didn't have to come with me. Could have just let me borrow your truck.
And let you drive?
Hey, I'm a very cautious driver.
Except for that time that you backed into my mailbox.
What?
I'm kidding. It's all right, though. I mean, Sarah's trying to get me out of the restaurant as much as possible. I don't know if I should be taking it personally.
Yeah, she seems nice. Yeah, I'm really happy that everything's going so well for you. You know, I know it was difficult after your dad.
Yeah, my dad was such a natural running the place. Mm. But, you know, it hasn't been without hard work. But the Roadhouse has really become the local hangout.
Oh, well, I'm glad I could steal you away. You know, help you remember Christmas.
I thought that was my job, to help you remember. How's that working out?
It's okay. You know, it's some things seem so familiar, and other things completely foreign. I don't even recognize my life in Portland, and I have no idea how I even got here.
I drove you.
You know what I mean. I don't even recognize this Lucy.
Honestly, I couldn't imagine having holes in your memory.
Yeah, well, it's not easy. I keep questioning myself and trying to fill in the gaps, but I just keep thinking about our breakup. I keep wondering why I would ever leave you.
Lucy, it was 2 years ago. It's okay. We've moved on. You're running the foundation now, and the restaurant couldn't be busier.
And you're dating Miss Bedford Harbor.
I'm sorry. I should have mentioned Morgan sooner. It's just, it's still new, and you were still getting your memory back.
You don't need to apologize. It's okay. Are you sure? You don't want a Christmas tree?
Let's just focus on yours.
Zach, whatever happened between us, don't take it out on Christmas.
A young girl approaches.
Miss Lucy! Katie!
Hey, Katie.
Hi!
Wow, your grandma was not kidding. You're so grown up.
Are you back in town now?
Just for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Are you still painting?
A little, but I really miss your class.
I know. I'm sorry. But I hope I'm still going to see you at the festival.
Yeah.
Okay, great. It's so good to see you.
You too. Bye, Miss Lucy.
Bye.
Bye, Katie.
Bye. Hey, guys, wait up.
I feel bad. I mean, it seems like she's really disappointed about the art program.
Why don't you just invite her up to your program in Portland?
I actually don't know if I set that up.
Are you sure? I heard you practice your pitch to your Aunt Audrey like 1,000 times.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
I'm sure you worked it out.
Looking to her side, Lucy smiles.
That's it.
What's it?
She walks over to a 10-foot snow-covered tree nearby.
Perfect tree.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
There's a lot of factors to consider when picking a tree. You don't want to rush into it. You should know I grew up on a tree farm.
Nope. That's the one. And sometimes you just know when you find it.
At the house, Zach backs his truck up the driveway.
Back a little more. Just a little more. Okay, stop, stop.
Parking, Zach joins Lucy at the back of the truck.
Thank you for helping me. It was fun, right? Even though you have lost most of your Christmas spirit.
I'm not a total Scrooge.
Maybe just a little.
A black sedan pulls up.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Lucy peers at a man in the driver's seat. The man climbs out, wearing an overcoat and scarf.
Brad!
Surprise!
Lucy and Zach share a look as Brad approaches them.
Hi.
Good timing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, please. That'd be great.
Brad moves to the side of the truck.
What are you...
It seemed like you were sticking around for a bit, so I called the office and I got the address. I booked myself a great B&B in town, and, well, I just thought I'd surprise you.
That's really sweet.
Lucy, I get it. You know, I know you don't remember us or me, and it must be really confusing for you. So I thought I'd show up here and, well, you know, help you remember.
Lucy smiles as Brad reaches for the tree in the back of the truck.
You need some help with that?
No, I'm good. It's just, it's a little sappy.
I can give you a hand over there.
No, hey, I got it. Just, you know, on second thought, maybe you should.
Yeah.
Well, this week is the Bedford Christmas Festival. It's basically every night we celebrate a different tradition. You could join Anna and me.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
What sort of traditions?
Oh, we got the snowman making competition, pie auction, tree lighting ceremony.
Yeah, well, years ago, Zach planted a tree in the harbor with his dad, and over the years, it just, well, kind of became the community tree.
People bring ornaments they want to share.
Mm-hmm. And make Christmas wishes. Anyways, it's really just an excuse for all of us to get together and celebrate Christmas all week long.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
As Zach unties the tree, Brad turns to Lucy.
You know, I've never really heard you talk about Bedford Harbor before.
Really?
No, in fact, I didn't really know how important it was to you until, well, I mean, took a cab here.
Okay, all done.
Oh, here, let me,
The two men lift the tree together.
Great,
just
do it on three
straight.
Again.
Okay.
Yeah. One, two, three.
As they pull the tree out, Anna emerges from the house.
Probably get back.
Oh,
yep.
Hi. You found your tree.
Yes.
And friends. Fun. Come on.
They lug the massive tree through the double front doors.
Right through there?
There, yeah.
Placing it on a stand in the living room.
Yeah, right there.
How's
perfect.
That? Yeah?
Perfect. Yeah?
Okay.
Brad looks down at his hands disapprovingly as Zach surveys the room.
Hey, you got all the old decorations up.
Yeah. I wanted it to be really Christmassy.
Well, it definitely is. It's very Christmas cozy. Very.
Speaking of Christmas, did you know the snowman contest starts soon? Yes, we should get ready to go. Can I borrow a sweater? Wait, you want to borrow one of my sweaters? Help me pick it up.
Lucy and Anna rush upstairs, leaving the men by the tree, avoiding each other's gaze. In Lucy's bedroom...
Gosh, I can't believe Brad's here. I had nothing to do with it, I swear. No, I think he just wants to know the reason why I like this town so much.
Did you tell him his name is Zach?
That is not the reason.
No, of course not. Definitely not.
So, is that your truck? It's nice.
Thanks. Yeah, I use it for deliveries, pickups, you know, for the restaurant, the tree farm.
Oh, cool. You work at a restaurant?
Yeah, I own the Roadhouse in town. I inherited it from my dad.
Nice. I run a nonprofit with Lucy, but I'm sure she's already told you all about that. So. Yeah, she has.
Upstairs.
Brad seems really nice, but what if I don't like him like that?
You liked him enough to get engaged.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that was the Lucy that wore suits and schmoozed. I mean, I don't even recognize that Lucy. What if that Lucy's not me?
I hear you, but technically you are still the same person. Just don't overthink it. Just be yourself, whoever that is, and then see how you feel.
Ugh, you are literally the best.
They share a warm hug.
I know.
I can't remember. Is it deciduous or coniferous trees that don't lose their needles?
Coniferous.
You sure about that? I'm gonna Google that one here.
Pretty sure about that.
You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
The two men rush to follow Anna and Lucy out. Later, at the harbor.
So exactly how does the snowman contest work?
Oh, it's really fun and easy. You'll just figure it out.
Hey, there you guys are.
Bo approaches.
I'm looking for a partner for the snowman contest.
I'd love to.
Awesome.
Taking Anna by the hand.
See you later.
Bo leads her away.
Okay, I guess we better pick teams then.
Well, you two should partner up.
Oh, no. You can join us. Right, Brad? I mean, it's only fair.
Do they allow teams of three? That actually seems unfair.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late.
Morgan, you're here.
Yeah, for the snowman contest.
It's great.
Remember we talked about this?
Of course he remembers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You must be,
Lucy's fiancé, Brad Martin.
Oh, fiancé. That's great.
Yeah, Brad surprised me and came in from Portland.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
Oh, excuse me. I should probably get this. Sorry.
Hey. Yeah.
So you'll never guess what happened at work. My dad wants me to go to Napa for the wine show this week.
There's a wine show at Christmas?
Isn't that great?
Yeah, when are you supposed to leave?
In 2 days. But actually, I was thinking maybe you could come.
Well, it's Christmas.
I know, but we've talked about going away for Christmas before, and this way we could have it in the sunshine.
I have the roadhouse, and my mom needs me here for the Christmas festival.
I know.
It's just...
Just think about it, okay?
Okay, I'm gonna go find Brad.
Okay.
Lucy finds Brad on a dock built out over the water.
Okay, Jerry. Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Hi.
Hey, I was just coming to find you.
Oh, good. The competition's about to start, and we are going to win.
Okay, lead the way.
Is everything okay at the foundation?
Yeah, it's just a little stressful trying to figure out the logistics of putting in a new wing.
I know we probably already discussed this, but what will the new wing offer us?
Well, more space for galas and for fundraisers.
Did we ever talk about my art education program?
We did, but Audrey's concern was who would manage it.
And I agreed with her. It wasn't the right time.
Well, I mean, I would. I could.
Yeah, but your workload is already pretty heavy procuring new donors, and we have to focus all of our time and energy on that.
Well, what good is an art foundation if it's not about art?
All right, 5-minute warning until we begin the snowman contest.
Should we go win this thing?
Yeah.
It is time for the Bedford Snowman Contest. What a great turnout!
A gathered crowd cheers.
So, the snowmen are built, but they are freezing. So the rule is, have a good time, and the fastest, fully dressed, and most creative snowman wins. Okay? On your mark, get set, snow!
The gang all work in pairs to decorate their snowmen. Another couple competes with them. Brad looks at Lucy, befuddled.
Where are the arms?
It's faster than you wear a blast. Wait, why don't we have any arms?
At a table of snowmen parts, Lucy runs into...
Callahan.
Love it.
Ladies first.
Lucy grabs the last two remaining twigs, leaving Zach to return to Morgan, holding 2 carrots.
Did you get them?
Yeah, I can pull 2 carrots.
Okay.
Zach's mom stands in front of the crowd, watching as the 4 teams hurriedly dress their snowmen. Smiling at Anna, Bo playfully tries on a furry cap before slapping it on their snowman's head.
Time's up!
The competitors all pose proudly with their snowmen.
I can't believe it, but the winner this year of the snowman contest is none other than Bo Callahan.
Bo's eyes go wide as Anna jumps up and down, clapping.
And Anna Hepburn!
Ah, like the movie star.
Great teamwork, you two.
stuff.
Great job.
Later.
Anyone want more marshmallows?
It is dark out as Lucy helps Trudy, who hands out marshmallows.
Oh, thank you for getting more sticks.
Of course. Oh, Trudy, the festival looks great. And you have really outdone yourself.
Well, thank you. Wish I could do more.
Oh, I know what you mean. I just found out that my arts education program in Portland never even happened.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's the whole reason that I went to Portland. I can't believe that we would choose business over art and children's education.
Well, there's only so much one person can do.
I'm sure there was a reason. Well, I saw Katie earlier today, and she seemed really disappointed. I feel like I've let a lot of people down, and I can't remember why.
I know it's not the same, but if you want to create an art booth in the barn this week, you're welcome to.
Really?
I know the kids would love it.
Oh, my gosh, that would be so great.
Thank you.
The next day, Lucy walks around the harbor with Brad.
I can't believe Christmas is 4 days away. And it's just moving so fast.
Hey, are you hungry?
I'm okay.
You know, there's this sushi restaurant in Portland that we ate at so much. They call this Mr. and Mrs. Brad.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we have our own table?
No, we did take out mostly. It's just it's really close to the office, so it's convenient. And they're probably one of the only good spots open late.
We work late a lot.
Yeah, basically every night. But I think it was those long work hours that bonded us, you know?
Lucy slows to face Brad.
Brad, I know we're supposed to get married soon, and I appreciate that this isn't easy for you.
Lucy, I don't want to put any pressure on you, okay? So I have put the whole day on hold. I mean, we have our entire lives to be married to each other. So let's just focus on you getting back your memory and remembering how much you loved our life in Portland.
Thank you. That is so nice of you.
I'm a nice guy.
The pie auction is tonight. Are you sure you don't want to bake with me today? I mean, you get to taste test.
I wish I could, but I will be there this afternoon to bid on your pie.
Well, if you can guess which one's mine.
Oh, I got this.
Really? Confident.
Sometime later, Lucy browses for spices at the grocery store when Zach appears.
Love it.
Callahan, fancy meeting you here.
Yeah, the restaurant ran out of nutmeg. Apparently it's popular over Christmas.
Oh, who knew? I'm just getting the pie essentials, which I will not name because it's a surprise.
But you're entering the contest?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's tradition, right? Do you remember that year that you ate the entire pie before we even got there?
To be fair, I was taste testing that year, and it was buttered pecan.
Always was a sucker for the pecan.
Still am.
Lucy's gaze drops to the floor.
Morgan said that she was baking something very special, so...
Well, don't ruin your appetite.
Yeah. See you after.
Lucy watches Zach head down the aisle. Later, at home, wearing her Christmas sweater, Lucy beats eggs in the kitchen while Anna, also wearing a Christmas sweater, carries in Lucy's box of Christmas decorations.
You know, there are still a few decorations left in here to put up.
Anna pulls out the wooden dove.
You know, that's okay. I'm gonna save those. Okay.
Closing the box.
Sure.
Anna sets it on the kitchen counter.
Why are we wearing these again? Because it's Christmas tradition. And you know what? You better just go with it because it is proven to be good luck. Well, I'm glad they're good for something because it's not fashion. Is this a men's sweater? It was Zach's. I mean, he was my old assistant pastry chef. So, look, I know I got a big sweater to fill, but I will not let you down. Well, thank you, but I'm not doing it for him. I'm doing it for me. You think Zach's going to be there? I know Zach's going to be there. I ran into him at the grocery store. Oh, really? Yes, but you know, I've decided that I'm not going to push him for any more details on why we broke up. It's clear that I hurt him, and he doesn't want to talk about it, so I'm not going to make him go there. You know, we'll just move forward. Good for you. Yeah. I mean, I enjoy spending time with him, and if it helps bring my memory back, then that's all I can ask for. Exactly. So, what are we making? Something delicious and something that's a surprise. The secret is all in the crust. I kind of like this, Lucy. Wait until you taste my pie.
All right. Last chance to place your bids. Remember to place your bid in the box in front of each pie. The highest bidder per pie gets a photo with the baker and a sure-to-be-decadent dessert. All donations go to the Kids Community Center.
Strawberry claws. It's gotta be you, right?
The woman next to Lucy says,
Lucy, I'm so glad you entered. Your pies are legendary around these parts.
Oh, thank you so much, Nora.
Just hope I remember how to bake.
You're not gonna give me a hint?
No way. You have to guess just like everybody else.
Do you have any intel at all? Anything?
Nope. But I can guarantee it's a 20 out of 10.
Oh. Nodding, okay. Bo enters his bid. Okay. Later.
The results are in. It's time to announce the winner. For the strawberry claws, the highest bidder is Bo Callahan.
Bo steps forward.
And the baker, Nora Elliott.
Bo and Nora high five.
For the next pie, Oh Holy Pecan, the highest bidder is Brad Martin. Hey.
As Brad steps up, Morgan's face falls.
And the baker, Morgan LeBlanc.
Morgan faces Brad at the table, forcing a smile.
And for the next pie, cranberry Christmas strudel, the highest bidder is Zach Callahan.
Zach joins the others at the table.
And the baker, Lucy Luckett.
Morgan shoots Zach a look.
Moving on to the next pie, Santa's Secret Spice. The highest bidder, Claire Nelson.
Later, Bo poses with Nora for a photo.
Cranberry claws.
Thank you.
So, you bake often?
Not really. I just entered for Zach. All right, take a bite. Smile.
I didn't mean to bid on you. We talked about the pecan, so...
You wanted to avoid it. I totally get it. I was trying to do the same thing. Great. Thank you. Next.
Lucy and Zach take their place in front of a large wreath.
Take a bite. Smile.
As Zach bites into the pie, his mom takes the photo.
How is it?
Perfect.
Oh. I need a new memory card. Be right back.
As Trudy rushes away, Zach turns to Lucy.
How'd you come up with it?
I just wanted to make something Christmassy and comforting. It reminds me of something my mom used to bake when I was younger. It just felt like love.
Well, I'm happy you're baking again.
What do you mean again?
Well, you didn't bake for the last 3 months of our relationship.
Why did I stop?
I guess you didn't think it was a priority anymore.
Oh. I had no idea. I'm sorry.
All right, I've got it. One last one. Smile. Great. Love it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
A few steps away, they join Brad and Morgan.
Hey.
Hi.
Lucy, do you have a minute?
Yeah, of course. Excuse me.
As Brad and Lucy walk away, Morgan turns on Zach.
Zach, of course mine was the pecan.
I know. It's just, you said you were going to bake something very special.
Yeah, special as in your favorite. I thought you loved pecan.
I do. I'm sorry. I messed up.
Do you still have feelings for her?
What? No, we broke up 2 years ago.
Yeah, that doesn't really answer my question.
Let's go outside by the fire pit, okay?
You know what, Zach? I'm tired. Can we go? Rain check.
Morgan rushes away.
Good night.
Meanwhile...
What's up?
There's just a lot I'm dealing with remotely, and it would be easier to deal with in the office. I could drive us.
Now? Well, I was gonna set up the children's art booth tomorrow.
Art booth? Why?
There's just still a lot I'm trying to figure out and remember. I'm just not ready to go yet. I need more time.
Lucy, I know you're confused and you're going through this whole identity crisis, but this isn't working.
I know. I can't remember our time together, but I can tell that you're a really good man. You deserve better than this.
You know, I should have known when you didn't put your ring back on.
I tried to get there, but... I don't think I can.
When we first met, it was like instant friendship. We spent so much time at the office together, it was only natural that we started dating. But I always knew there was a piece of you that wasn't really there.
I'm really sorry, Brad.
No, it's okay, Lucy. I still care about you, even if we aren't meant to be together.
Will you still stay on as CFO? And I really don't want things to change.
Of course. We're partners.
Brad offers his hand, and Lucy shakes it.
I should go.
Brad, just one more thing. Why didn't we move forward on the arts education program? Please, just tell me.
We're a nonprofit, Lucy. We went through some hard times, and we just decided it was the best route.
We decided? Or you did?
Lucy, it wasn't me. It was you. I should go.
Sometime later, Lucy sits in Dr. Albright's office.
What if I made a mistake?
About what, dear?
Brad. Why would I break off our engagement just because I can't remember who he is right now? What if I get my memory back and I regret it?
Well, you'll just have to trust your heart, Lucy. Chances are that if you don't feel that way now, that's not going to change.
Well, I'm having trouble trusting my heart about anything right now. Not like it's working right.
I can assure you, there is nothing wrong with your heart, medically.
Then why would I break up with Zach? And as far back as I can remember, I've loved him.
I think that something happened that's made you afraid to see the truth.
The psychological block?
Mm-hmm. Have you talked to Zach about what happened to you two?
Well, he's hurt, you know, and he's with Morgan.
If it wasn't with Morgan, would you want to get back together?
Even if I did, I mean, I can't promise him that I won't hurt him again. I don't even know why I broke up with him in the first place.
You'll just have to trust that when the time comes, the answers will come when you need them. In the meantime, just keep doing what you love. Keep doing the things you love, okay?
I'm so happy you're my doctor.
I'm so happy you're my friend.
In the barn at the tree farm, Lucy addresses a group of kids.
Guys, I'm so excited to see you. I missed you guys. We ready to paint?
Yeah!
Yeah! All right. Who here remembers learning about the Impressionist period?
Some raise their hands.
Okay. So, you're going to pick a portrait or your favorite painting from the Impressionist period, and then, over the next couple days, you're going to put your own Christmas twist on it. Like, how would Rodin interpret Christmas? I think Santa as the thinker is wondering who here is on the nice list. Yeah?
Lucy points at a young girl.
Okay. So take a look.
She hands out some art books to the kids.
Think about what you might want to paint. And then I'll be right here if you guys have any questions, okay?
A little boy with glasses raises his hand.
Yes.
Miss Lucy, can we paint anyone we want?
Yes, you can paint anyone you want.
Cool.
This is so awesome.
Trudy turns to Lucy.
Lucy, this is really great.
Thank you for trusting in me. I just want you to know that the arts program was always my number one priority.
I know it was.
Aunt Audrey was just always so focused on work. Just worried that that might have happened to me too.
Well, it happens to the best of us. It is so good to have you.
Thank you.
Later, Lucy pays a visit to Zach at the Roadhouse restaurant.
Oh, if it isn't the Pine Bandit.
Hey, I didn't think that you and Brad were coming back last night.
Brad went to Portland. And things are really busy at the foundation, and we decided that it's best if we just keep things professional between us.
I'm sorry, Are you okay?
No, I'm okay. Just mostly coming to terms with the fact that I'm the type of person to break off two engagements.
Morgan. Hi.
Hi. I was just hoping we could talk.
course. Yeah.
You know, I just remembered I have a thing to do.
Lucy rushes away.
What's up?
I'm leaving tonight.
That's right. You're going to California.
I was hoping that we were both going.
I know. I have the restaurant. My mom, she needs me for the festival. It's just bad timing.
And Lucy. Look, it's okay, Zach. You know, I thought this place was taking up all your time and attention, but I realize now that you weren't really ready to let anyone in because you weren't over Lucy.
I'm sorry.
I know. I want you to be happy. But you have to sort out your feelings for Lucy. And I need to find the person who's right for me. Merry Christmas, Zach.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
I think that this is the most beautiful the tree has ever been.
I wanted to make it extra special.
Trudy spots Lucy alone on the dock and walking towards them.
Good to have her back.
It really is.
Zach meets Lucy at the end of the dock.
Hey, what are you doing out there?
Just, taking in the view. So you made it.
Yeah. I wouldn't miss the tree lighting ceremony.
Says the guy with no tree. So where's Morgan?
She went to California. We broke up.
I'm sorry, Zach.
No, it's for the best.
Stepping onto a small platform, Zach's mom rings her bell.
Good evening. It is so good to see so many familiar faces for the annual tree lighting. My late husband, Jack, planted this tree nearly 30 years ago with our sons, Beau and Zach, using a seedling from the Callahan Tree Farm. I know if he was here with us today, he'd be so proud to see what's become of our community tree. Once it's all lit up, you can take a special ornament, put it on the tree, and make a Christmas wish. So without further ado, Beau and Zach, will you please do the honors?
The two plug in an extension cord and the tree lights up.
Merry Christmas, everyone. May all your wishes come true.
Beau and Zach help their mother down from the platform. Then Beau walks over to hug Anna.
There he is.
Meanwhile, hi. Standing with Zach, Lucy pulls out the wooden dove ornament.
A mistletoe dove.
Represents a special time full of happy memories, so I might give my wish good luck.
Walking over to the tree, Lucy hangs the dove on one of the branches.
What'd you wish for?
I can't remember.
Dr. Albright approaches.
Now that warms my heart. I'm so happy to see you two taking another shot. You two, you were always so good together.
Oh, we're not together.
Yeah, we're not together.
Oh, I made a mistake. Well, what do I know? I'm only the doctor. You two, you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Dr. Albright. You as well.
They share a chuckle as the doctor walks away. The next day, 2 days until Christmas, Lucy sits in a chair on her aunt's porch, reading off her laptop.
Executive Director Lucy Lovett has been encouraging her team to open a new wing at the gallery. People don't like to talk about it, but art is a business like any other. It was all me.
Lucy reaches for her phone under her blanket.
Rod, hi.
Oh, hey, Lucy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I was actually just going through some foundation files.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, because Alex Miles wants to move the meeting up to tomorrow.
It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I know, but Alex has to fly back to China on Christmas Day, and he won't be back till after the New Year.
I mean, it's really sudden.
Yeah. Listen, Lucy, I know you're still trying to figure things out, but it would mean a lot to have you there. I mean, that pitch that you created, it will really sell him.
Okay, yeah. Can I let you know?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Bye.
Putting down her phone, Lucy closes her laptop, lost in thought. Sometime later, at the barn, she admires one of her students' paintings.
Wow, good job working together. That looks great, guys.
She moves on to the next kid.
Oh, that looks awesome. I love your colors. Good job. Guys.
She stops at the little boy with glasses.
Wow, Ryan, this is really impressive.
Katie helped.
That looks great.
I'm gonna add some glitter to the stars to make them sparkly.
I think that is a great idea. Good job.
Wow, what an impressive group of little artists you've curated here.
We're putting up a mini gallery with their favorite impressionist paintings adapted for Christmas.
Did you come up with this idea?
Maybe.
It's very clever.
Well, I was planning to use it in Portland. My art program. Are you here to see your mom?
Actually, I'm here to see you.
Well, that sounds serious.
It definitely is. The Roadhouse is sponsoring the sleigh rides tonight, and I'm meant to supply the Christmas snacks. I was hoping maybe you could help me come up with something a little bit more...
Christmassy?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, if we're going to take Christmas seriously, there's something we have to do first.
I hope it doesn't involve our Christmas sweaters, because... I can't find mine anywhere.
Actually, no.
Okay, good.
Later, they put up a tall Christmas tree at the front of the restaurant.
Hey.
Right.
What do you think?
It's perfect.
Are you sure? I mean, I'm no tree expert, but a friend once told me that finding the perfect tree is something that you don't rush. Gotta be sure.
He sounds like a wise man.
Yeah, he's all right for a guy who steals Christmas trees.
Wait. I got the family discount.
Okay, you know, I feel like you and Beau have a skewed idea of what discount means.
Agree to disagree.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's get the decorations.
Okay.
Later.
Are you sure?
I know how to decorate a Christmas
this
tree.
This is the third time you're trying to do that thing. Where do you think? Where do you think this should go?
She points to a branch above her head.
That's what I was thinking.
Zach hangs a sparkly ball, then stands back from the tree.
Okay, now it's perfect.
Nope, not yet. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Come on, just...
All right. My eyes are closed.
Lucy leans over.
I'm closed.
Picking up a box.
Okay.
Our old ornaments?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get these?
They were at the cottage. And I figured we made them together, so it's only fair that I share them.
They begin hanging the decorations.
I miss this.
Yeah, me too. I don't understand how I could leave all this behind.
You know, Lucy, there's something that I've been meaning to tell you.
Hey! Did you pay for that tree?
Family discount. Kitchen is closed, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I forgot my jacket here last night.
Beau heads for the kitchen.
Got it.
Returning with his coat.
Am I going to see you two later on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget to bring the snacks.
On it.
All right, assistant pastry chef. Get prepping.
How did we...
Lucy pushes Zach towards the kitchen.
Can't believe we forgot this.
I know.
Ensuring Zach is out of sight, Lucy reaches behind the tree and produces Zach's old Christmas sweater. She then gently places it under the tree. Later, they walk together along the harbor boardwalk.
I think we made enough for the entire eastern seaboard.
Yeah, that's if we don't taste test everything.
So why'd you want to come down here?
Well, why not? It's one of my favorite places. And you know, you gotta do something while the cookies are cooling.
You know, I haven't wanted to do this for a really long time. But now all I want to be is right here.
Yeah. Brad called me.
Oh, yeah? I thought you guys broke up.
We did. But the meeting with the potential investor, Alex Miles, moved up. So Brad wants me back in Portland tomorrow.
Christmas Eve?
I know.
Are you going to go?
Well, it's about the future of the foundation. I should be there. I'm the one who wrote the pitch on the new wing.
And then you should probably go, right?
Yeah, but the more I learn about my role, it's all bureaucracy. I wasn't doing anything to make a difference in people's lives, at least not in a meaningful way.
Why don't you just push the meeting back?
It's not that easy. The foundation needs funders to stay afloat. And this is my Aunt Audra's vision, you know? And it's my job. I just can't let her down.
So you're gonna let yourself down instead?
What is that supposed to mean?
It's just, before you left, you were so set on what you wanted, on what you wanted to create. But you were also very concerned about what your Aunt Audrey would think.
She was pretty specific on what she wanted for the foundation.
Well, I'm sure she wanted what was best for you, too. She loved you.
No. She wasn't really the type of person to share her feelings like that. At least not that I can remember.
You still can't remember?
Mm-mm. Dr. Albright said maybe it's something that I don't want to remember. That my memory block isn't physical, it's psychological. Zach, what aren't you telling me? You wanted to say something earlier, and you didn't.
It's nothing. Those cookies have cooled off, I'm sure. Okay, let's go ice them.
Crowds of people surround the various Christmas vendors along the boardwalk as Zach leads Lucy back to the restaurant. Now set up at their booth, Lucy straightens some colorful Christmas cookies on display. Zach reaches for one.
Stop, stop. That is the last gingerbread man.
If I eat them all, then no one will even know they existed.
Come on.
After taking a few steps, Lucy suddenly freezes in her tracks.
What's up?
I just had a flash of something. Yeah, it's something to do with the horse-drawn carriage.
The carriage approaches them.
What was it?
I don't know.
Lucy pulls her phone out of her pink jacket pocket.
Did you get that?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
Hey, Brad. What's going on?
Just checking in. I was just wondering if you've given any more thought about the meeting. It's tomorrow morning.
Beau approaches Zach, who paces back and forth.
Okay, you don't look nearly as happy as you should. What's up?
Lucy's starting to remember.
I take you two haven't talked about the breakup yet. Come on, Zach, I thought we talked about this.
I know, man, it's just, things are starting to go really well with us, and if I tell her, then she might leave again. I don't want to ruin it.
You'll ruin it if you don't tell her. Lucy deserves to know the truth. Now, look, I'm gonna go feed the horses quickly. Do it now, before you regret it.
Pocketing your phone, Lucy returns.
Okay, sorry.
Hey, no problem. Do you want to take a quick walk?
I don't think we really have time. It's almost our turn.
Yeah, I know Beau said that he's going to feed the horses, so we have a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
They carry on down the boardwalk.
You remember when we first came here?
When you asked me to be your girlfriend?
Well, before that. When I first started working at the restaurant, Dad and I got into this huge argument about something that doesn't even matter anymore.
And I asked you to go for a walk. You told me locals don't walk in the snow, they snowshoe.
And you believed me. And you went out and you rented these extra large snowshoes.
It was the only size they had, and I looked ridiculous, thank you.
You look adorable. You know, it was on that walk that you told me to talk to my dad. And that no matter what I had to say to him, he'd understand. And that he would love me just the same. Lucy, I haven't always been a great communicator, but I want to be. And I know that I haven't talked to you about what happened when we broke up.
Don't worry about that, Zach. And like you said before, it's been a long time, and we both moved on. We're good.
Anna shakes jingle bells.
Hey, you two. It's your turn. Let's go.
Come on.
Hey. How is it our turn already?
You guys deserve a break.
Zach and Lucy climb aboard the horse-drawn carriage. A volunteer hands them mugs of hot chocolate.
Hi.
Hi.
Zach and Lucy smile brightly as the carriage bumps along its path. Later, they return to the light-covered archway they started from. They jump out of the carriage.
Thank you.
Wow.
Just like old times.
Mm-hmm.
Harry still has that same effect on you.
It does.
What's wrong?
Zach, is this where we broke up?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
It was after the sleigh ride. I remember the horses and the hot chocolate, and we were singing, but you weren't happy. Why?
You had these big dreams about the foundation, but you were always worried about what Aunt Audrey wanted. I felt like you were chasing somebody else's dream. That you were pursuing a life that I didn't fit into anymore.
I didn't break up with you. You broke up with me.
It's complicated, okay? I can explain.
You had so many opportunities to explain and you didn't. Why?
Because I didn't want you to leave.
So instead, you let me feel like I broke your heart?
It's not like that. We were both hurting. It wasn't easy.
I've been beating myself up this entire time, thinking that it was all my fault, but really, it was you. You gave up on us.
I didn't want to. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I'm such an inconvenience in your life, but I'll make it easy for you. I'm leaving, and this time I'm not coming back.
Lucy. Lucy!
She leaves Zach standing in the light falling snow.
I don't know. I think you might.
Later,
I'm sure because I'm a big
Lucy
fan.
Finds Anna and Beau sipping hot chocolate in the barn.
I promise.
Lucy lingers at the doorway until Anna spots her.
Can you hold this for a second?
Yes.
Anna rushes to her friend.
What happened?
Brad needs me back at the foundation tomorrow for a meeting with Alex Miles, so I'm gonna go.
But it's Christmas Eve tomorrow. We were just about to play a game of...
Zach was the one who broke up with me. I'm just so embarrassed. I'm really sorry, Anna, but I need to get out of here.
I'll meet you at the car, okay?
Later, back at her house in Portland...
Thank you for driving.
No problem.
I'm so sorry I took you away from Bob.
It's okay. He hasn't seen the last of me. You sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm just tired.
Get some rest. You have a big meeting tomorrow.
You know, I remember everything now. When I first got this place, it was fully furnished. And I was so heartbroken over Zach that I just signed the lease. I didn't even care.
Well, at least even in heartbreak, you have a good taste, right?
What if Zach's right? What if I did get wrapped up in all the things that just don't matter?
You didn't do anything wrong, Lucy.
I was the one who didn't push for the arts education program.
You're just doing your job.
What was I doing to help people? I mean, how was I changing lives? I feel like such a failure. I mean, what would... Aunt Audrey think?
I think she would want you to follow your heart.
Back in his restaurant at Bedford Harbor, Zach stokes the fireplace as his mother appears at the door.
That's a beautiful tree.
It's Christmas Eve. Shouldn't you be at the Christmas festival?
Oh, I'm just taking a little break. You should do the same. I heard Lucy left.
She did.
She coming back?
I don't think so. She remembered how we broke up.
Zach, you felt it was the right thing to do at the time. And I think you were afraid to go.
I wasn't afraid to leave. I'd have duties here.
Zach,
Zach, you can't hide behind your responsibilities. None of this is more important than living your life and putting your heart out there.
Mom, she left.
So you're going to pretend she doesn't exist? I mean, Lucy might have forgotten who she is, but you haven't. I know how much you care about her. You need to be honest about how you feel, or you might miss your chance.
Smiling, Zach pulls his mother into his arms.
Mom, love you.
I love you more.
As Trudy walks out, Zach glances down at gifts laid under the tree. Spotting the old Christmas sweater Lucy had left for him, he picks it up and unfolds it.
There you are.
Lucy meets Brad at the Lovett Arts Foundation.
Lucy, I am so glad you made it.
Yeah, of course. And it is my family's foundation, and we're partners. You trust me, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, just back me up in there.
Okay.
In an office.
Alex, hi. So good to see you again.
You as well. Brad was just catching me up on things.
Oh, great.
They all sit down.
I know this is my original pitch, but I feel that this is no longer the right step.
Why?
Well, I've done some research on your fund, and I feel we have a lot in common.
How's that?
You used to play piano, right?
When I was young, yeah.
Why'd you quit?
It didn't seem as important. It didn't seem practical.
Do you miss it?
I do, actually.
So often, children give up on their artistic endeavors because of criticism or because they think it's less important. But it isn't. I believe that children need to be encouraged to do art for art's sake.
Brad smiles.
I'm listening.
I propose that we build the new wing, but for artists who need people to believe in them. I want that to be our focus. We can have an outreach program across the country. The first one being in Portland, and then Bedford Harbor, and so on.
I like what I'm hearing, but I'll have to see what that means in terms of numbers.
Oh, of course. Anything you need.
Okay. Well, let me think it through. But my gut is telling me we'd make great partners on this.
Thank you so much, Alex. Brad, do you mind going over the rest of the details with Alex? There's somewhere that I need to be.
Of course, Lucy.
Thank you. And thank you again. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Lucy strides out of the office, smiling to herself. Sometime later, she arrives at Callahan's tree farm and heads into the barn. Set up on easels are all the kids' finished paintings. Mesmerized, Lucy gazes at all of them.
Finish them.
Nearby, Bo spots her. Smiling, he walks over.
Hey, Lucy.
Hey, Bo.
Zach's not here. But I think I know where he might be.
Thank you, Bo.
You're welcome.
Lucy heads out, walking towards the harbor. Looking out over the water from the Welcome to Bedford Harbor sign, she spots Zach on the boardwalk below, facing his family's community Christmas tree. Lucy watches as he reaches out for the dove ornament they had hung there earlier. Moments later, she joins him on the boardwalk, just a few steps away.
I remember why I ran out of that bridal shop. I was lying to myself about what I thought I wanted, and I realized that when I was holding my wedding dress. Even though you broke up with me, I wasn't giving up. I was on my way back to you.
Well, I guess that we're being guided back to each other. Because I was coming to find you. But I want to make a wish first. Lucy, I didn't break up with you because I didn't want to be with you anymore.
I felt like I was holding you back from what you really wanted.
Zach, you are what I want. And I guess it took me forgetting who I was to remember who I am. Who I am is better with you.
Zach rushes to her, and they kiss.
I'm not letting you go again.
Good. Because I'm moving back home. I think the financier is going to fund my art education program.
Congratulations, Lovett. I never had any doubt. I love you, Lucy.
I have always loved you, Zach. So what'd you wish for?
I can't tell you. I can give you a hint.
Placing a hand on her cheek, Zach leans in for another kiss. Johnson Production Group presents Christmas on My Mind. Cast: Lucy Lovett, Ashley Green, Zach Callahan, Andrew Walker, Dr. Caroline Albright, Jacque Harry, Anna Hepburn, Donna Benedicto, Bo Callahan, Preston Vanderslice, Brad Martin, Clayton Chitty, Trudy Callahan, Desiree Zerowski, Morgan LeBlanc, Debs Howard, Katie, Myla Thompson, Ryan, Sebastian Billingsley Rodriguez, Alex Miles, Alvin Sanders, Man in Santa Suit, Rob Morton, Sarah, Madeline Kelders, Nora Elliott, Natalie Gibson. Casting by Judy Lee. Production designer, Heather Kutz. Director of Photography, Sean Cox. Edited by Devin Taylor. Music by Russ Howard III. Supervising producer, Oliver DeCagney. Executive producer, Timothy O. Johnson. Executive producer, Maura Dunbar. Produced by Naveed Sufi. Based on The Goodbye Bride by Denise Hunter. Written by Kristen Hansen. Directed by McLean Nelson. Associate producer, Troy Scott. Production managers, Naveed Sufi, Darren Robson. Set decorator, Katie Gould. Lead dresser, Tom Johnson. Property master, Lauren Dominichuk. Makeup artist, Kathleen Falstone. Hairstylist, Keely Anderson. Costume designer, O'Neill Drummond. Special effects coordinator, Evan Keough. Location manager, Garrett Van Dusen. Production sound mixer, Amelia Sands Solar. Production coordinator, Jeff Desmarais. Post-production supervisor, Leah Myers. Post-production coordinator, Tim Spence. Audio post-production, Cinescope Sound. Supervising sound editor, Gregor Phillips. Logos, UBCP, DGC. With the participation of the Canadian Film or Video Production Tax Credit. With the participation of the Province of British Columbia Film Incentive BC. 2019 Mistletoe Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Logo, Johnson Production Group.